In a rare show of bipartisanship today on Capitol Hill, leaders of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees are speaking out against a series of national security leaks, leaks they say put American lives at risk.
Here to talk about it, Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge. Catherine, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
How serious are these leaks?
Well, I think the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Dianne Feinstein, really summed it up by simply saying that it has to stop. And what they're hearing on that committee is that other countries and their intelligence agencies simply don't want to work with the United States because they feel they can't trust us to keep a secret. And that's extremely serious because it does two things. It undercuts our ability to collect intelligence, to keep the country safe, and it also undercuts these relationships.
What do we know about the source of these leaks?
We heard from the chair of the House Intelligence Committee today, Mike Rogers, and he began an inquiry after the leak in early May about an Al-Qaeda plot out of Yemen with a new style of underwear bomb. And he said so far the material suggests that agencies were directed to expand the scope of classified information that they gave to the press. And there was at least one instance where a member of the media was present in a classified setting. And more significantly, he said, members of the National Security Division at the Department of Justice have asked to recuse themselves from at least one part of the investigation. And the congressman said that suggests to him that the leaks could have come from sources within the Justice Department or the FBI.
Could there be any political motivation here?
Well, what we heard from the four members of the leadership, so the chair and ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee, is that they did not buy into the idea that it was politically motivated. That's a charge we've heard from some Senate Republicans. But what they did say is that they will allow the investigation to proceed and let the chips fall where they may.
All right, Catherine, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Catherine Herridge is Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent.